Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ben and Woods, 97.3, The Fan. And we do have the roundtable today, but halfway home on this radio program. Going to be doing the roundtable. The roundtable brought to you by Roundtable. Go figure. Just worked out that way. We are pizza royalty. Excited for it today. Benny is the host and always does such a great job. Adam Klug is the he's the architect of it.
How did that work anyway? Did we come up with like the name of the roundtable and then we went to Roundtable Pizza and asked them if they would sponsor it? Or was Roundtable a sponsor and we thought, well, this would be a good tie-in?
Well, we've actually done the roundtables for several years. It wasn't always weekly. We used to do kind of season previews,
That's true.
We also used to do them in this studio, which is all of you guys crammed in and sitting around the table.
Oh.
And we called it the roundtable.
That's true.
I remember that.
Just seemed natural and organic to get a sponsorship from Roundtable.
What if, you know, Pizza Hut had come in with a better offer?
Yeah.
What would we have named the round table?
How could because they you have a better offer than our beloved round table?
True. I don't think they could.
You're getting him in a little bit of...
I'm just saying, it worked out perfectly that they are the sponsor of the round table.
Ben actually, off the air, when you weren't in here, said we should do it like once every other week.
I did not say that.
Or no, actually, you said once a month.
I did not even say that.
Yes, you did. Don't lie just because he's in here, just because that's your boss.
Say that.
He's your producer today.
You say it on the air all the time.
That was Ben's idea. He said, man, once a week is just getting to be a lot. And, you know, he does the extra work for it. And he's like, what if we did it once a month? I said, I kind of like doing it every week.
It's such a good show. You guys do such a great job.
It is a fun show. I like getting to see my coworkers. Really, I do. I never get to see Elo. I never get to see Tony. I saw Tony the other day. I went down to the field, and they had the scrum for Mike Shilton. He didn't get in it, and I didn't get in. We were over there just talking about youth baseball and hitting, and I get so delighted when I get to talk to Tony Gwynn Jr., man. I love
Padres
it.
Padres are home. They're in town, so that means Tony Gwynn Jr.
It is weird that in television and radio, unlike most offices where you've got office hours and you run into your coworkers
sure.
every day, we have day parts. So, you know, morning people in radio and TV rarely see the evening people and
you've
vice
worked
versa.
With people for 20
Channel
years. You've
10,
never met them.
The morning crew, very unfamiliar. Now that I've started coming in a little bit earlier, I now see Jared Ahrens and Melissa Masiha when I get to work.
Right.
When I would go months, maybe at the Christmas party.
Yeah.
You know, I'll see him once a year at the Christmas party.
In fairness, though, Woods, there are people who are in the building at the same time as Ben, and he still doesn't know who they are.
That's
fair
true.
As well.
That's also very true. Captain says, Woods, do you grab a slice every round table asking for a friend? I don't. I don't actually eat a lot of round table pizza. I've explained it before. Tuesdays and Thursdays are the days that I go to my trainer. And I go right from the round table to the gym and right into work at 11:45 with this guy. And he's done a great job with me. And it's a really hard workout. It's harder than I would ever work out on my own, ever, which is why I pay for a trainer, because he pushes me to do things that I didn't know I was capable of. But the answer is, yeah, I could sneak a slice in. it's that feeling every time I work out with them that I want to vomit. The last thing I want to taste is like sausage and marinara sauce and pepperoni at the gym.
So usually when we go in there, it smells really good because they've just brought it in at the end of our show.
It absolutely kills me to be in
there. And
we've
been on the air for hours. So I will almost always grab one of their breadsticks. They have like the cheesy breadsticks.
Yeah,
and
that's your first go-to.
I will cram one of those down right before the show.
Just a little carb it up.
And then when the show is over, I'll usually grab two. They have a fairly skinny slices the way they cut them usually. So I'll grab like two different skinny slices, and that'll be my little treat lunch at the end of the round table every week.
No, and I ask Ben. I mean, when it's over, I run out of there. Because if not, if I'm standing there shooting the breeze, I'm probably going to end up with a slice in my hand. So I run out because I don't want to vomit on myself, and I don't want to taste pizza when I'm working out. So that's why I don't. I love it, though. We went for the Little League party to round table in Encinitas. And I was not discerning that night as I powered through a delicious, delicious pizza. So they do a really great job at Round Table.
A delicious cheese pizza?
No, I went with sausage.
Oh, you
time.
Did? Okay,
yeah.
You did go with sausage.
I stepped out a little bit, Benny. I stepped out.
Get out of your comfort zone?
I got out of my comfort zone. I do eat like a 7-year-old sometimes. I'm Woodsy. That's Adam Klug. He's filling in for Paul Reindel. We also call him Bald Reindel, but he has hair now, so I don't really know what to do.
Adam Klug has more national radio experience than the rest of us combined.
Well, I was just going to say, you forget like how long this guy's been in the biz. He's only, how old are you? 33 years old? 35?
37. We had this discussion last week, right? 37?
I turn 42 in a couple of weeks.
What's your birthday?
June 14th.
All right, got to put it in your calendar, dude.
I'll trust you to do it for me. Thank you.
As usual. That's on a Saturday. So, it's on Flag Day.
So before you were here, I know
every year.
You were Doug Gottlieb's producer, right, nationally.
Sorry about that.
That's correct.
Who's harder to deal with, me or Doug Gottlieb, by the way? You can be honest.
Doug.
Oh, okay, good.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for you, Woods.
I can see that. I can see that.
I wasn't sure. where else have you worked in your career?
I worked locally in Atlanta at a local sports station. I produced Morning Drive for about 4 years there.
Wow.
And then I went up to ESPN Radio in Bristol, and I worked at CBS Sports Radio in New York, which is now Infinity Sports Network. Same network, just changed names.
Which is our national programming. Yeah, nights and weekends. So you were at Bristol at the big the mothership.
Correct.
Which is a huge complex. I've never been there.
Massive.
But got the TV people, the radio people.
Stars walking
production,
around,
executives. I mean, how big is that actual like compound?
Oh, massive. I mean, they call it a campus. It's got, I don't know, 10 or 12 buildings. They're generally... There's a little bit of a couple buildings kind of off to a different area of the campus that are not connected, but the rest, you could literally walk from building to building to building with skywalks. They're all connected because the weather is so bad up there, so you want to be able to stay inside.
Wow.
And they have a gigantic, it's famous there, the cafeteria. Massive cafeteria.
Well, we've seen it in some of the This Is Sports Center commercials.
But it's real, it's true, and everyone's in there. You'll just be eating lunch, and oh, there's Scott Van Pelt sitting down and eating a sandwich.
So rad.
I love those commercials, like the one where Scott Van Pelt's watching Arnold Palmer walk through, and he makes his own Arnold Palmer.
Yeah, no, you like that one. For sure. No, it's great. It's great. But this was interesting, because I saw this come across my feed yesterday, and I had to laugh. And I liked the cut of this guy's jib. I did. I thought he looked like a sharp guy. I thought he sounded... like, you know, he sounded like a radio guy to me, so I kind of naturally took to him. Then I heard his message, and I went, oh boy, man, fan bases are losing their minds. Radio hosts are losing their minds. And I thought, I wonder if Adam Klug would appreciate this. What is his name again?
This is, we've got the video up on the screen set to play in just a moment. His name is Mike Bell. He hosts Afternoon Drive at our sister station in Atlanta.
Okay.
92.9 The Game.
And 92.9 The Game.
Correct.
And you worked for him.
Yes. He used to be Morning Drive when I was the producer. It was a station called 790 The Zone. No longer in existence, but I was his producer.
So you were his producer.
Yes.
Good guy?
Great guy.
It seems like a great guy. Really?
Very, very energetic, high energy, very funny, an incredible sense of humor.
Real interesting take he had there. Now, you grew up a Braves fan.
Yes.
They're having an odd season. They've got really good players. They just got Acuna back. They got Strider back. They're a team I picked to win the World Series. I thought they were really going to be the team that could challenge the Dodgers this year. It has not materialized as of yet, right? You had some injuries.
Injuries, the little pitching. I mean, look, same thing you can say about most teams.
Correct.
Strider hasn't looked the same since coming back.
Correct. Lost a little velo on the fastball.
Didn't really replace Max Fried.
Yeah, exactly. So some things have gone wrong in Atlanta, Ben. But Matt Olson seems to be the target of a lot of Braves fans' ire, which I don't know. I'd take Matt Olson on this team. You don't even know.
How much of that do you think is just because he isn't Freddie Freeman?
Potentially some.
Matt Olson's a great baseball player, but he's not Freddie Freeman.
But I would do filthy, filthy, disgusting things to have Matt Olson at first base for the San Diego Padres. You don't even want to know the depths of my depravity when it would come to having Matt Olson here. So, again, be careful what you wish for, Braves fans. This take, I thought, was a little bit misguided by your boy, Mike Bell.
If any Braves fan mentions exit velocity to me one more time, I swear to God, I'm going to come through the internet and choke you out. You're supposed to hit him where they ain't. Matt Olson is in a miserable, unclutched slump right now. I don't want to hear about OPS or war. I want to hear about some RBIs. I want to hear about knocking guys even runners in scoring position. Stop this exit velocity. What's it called again, Carl? Exit what?
Velocity.
Who gives a shit?
Oh, Adam, I sent that to you.
I assume you got the dump button on that one. Wow.
You didn't tell me there was a curse.
At the end.
I thought that was the producer's
job. So he finished, if you were listening on the radio and we dumped it, he finished by saying, who gives a bleep, about exit velocity. Now this is, now you agree with me.
Interesting, a host filming a video with funny curse opinion, words, putting it on social media, engaging.
Wait. What?
Come on.
He said, interesting that a host would film a video and put it. Well, I'm not going to do a video like that because I don't want to sound like a moron that tells my guys to stop hitting the ball hard and that hitting the ball hard doesn't matter. I don't know Mike Bell. I like the cut of his jib.
Sorry, Purple.
That's such a bad sports opinion, an antiquated sports opinion. I don't even know where that comes from. You know, you're talking about hitting them where they ain't instead of hitting
the Louisa Rice, Tony Gwynn school. But flick your wrists and just, Matt poke Olson, it into the outfield.
So Matt Olson in a one-run game struck out with the bases loaded on a pitch up in the zone that he was trying to do damage on, and he didn't. I don't know. Mike Bell knows.
Baseball's hard.
Mike Bell knows enough about baseball to know that guys don't come through every single time. Matt Olson is a top five first baseman in baseball, in my opinion. And he hit, in that game, hit a ball 109 miles an hour, 106 miles an hour, right at guys. I don't know, man. Like that to me, I thought, man, this is what we kind of got to get away from as sports radio hosts, as baseball fans. Like, process is always going to win over. Look, you want results.
Now, if you're striking out excessively, there's something to be said for shortening up with two strikes, putting the ball in play and trying to make something happen. And you can give up a little exit velocity for that. But exit velocity, the people who criticize it, in and of itself, they'll say, well, it doesn't matter if it goes right at someone. Well, yeah, but what if you hit a hard ground ball up the middle? Well, that's usually, a base hit. If it's between the second baseman and the shortstop and you hit a 104 mile an hour ground ball, ask Steven Kolek. He gave up a bunch of hard ground balls, but they found holes. Now, if you hit those at 78 miles an hour, the second baseman runs over three steps, picks it up, and throws you out. It's important to hit the ball hard. Even when you are hitting it on the ground, you have a much better chance of getting a hit when you hit the ball hard. It's not rocket science here. Hitting the ball hard is always a good thing.
And here you go. Batted balls over 95 miles an hour since 2021. You ready? A 494 batting average for the league. Batted balls under 95 miles an hour since 2021. A 221 batting average. Matt Olson, since becoming an Atlanta Brave, his batting average on balls that he hits over 95 miles an hour is a robust 516. When he hits it under 95 miles an hour, exit velocity, 176. Don't tell me exit velocity and hitting the ball hard is a bad thing.
He needs
to
hit the ball hard more often is what
that's
you need.
Exactly.
Not less
right.
Hard. More often, hit the ball hard is going to be a good thing.
He's fifth in F4 among Major League Baseball first basemen. His weighted runs created plus, WRC plus, is 121. Anything over 100 is great. He leads all Major League first basemen in DRS and outs above average. He's on pace for a 4-WAR season. I'll take him if you guys don't want him there. He's not the problem in Atlanta. And I just thought, man, that guy's got a platform, and he's sending that out to the masses that Matt Olson is somehow not a good player because he struck out with the bases loaded one time. And I don't know. This is what you learn from the time you pick up a bat at 5 years old. Hit the ball hard. Hit it hard. Good things will happen. Hit it hard. Good thing. Now you hear put it in play. Good things will happen. Yeah, good things will happen when you put it in play. It still rings true in the big leagues. You know, it does. Putting it in play is better than striking out. Sometimes it is. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes they roll two on you and you're done. I actually want Elias Diaz striking out more and putting the ball in play less.
Matt Olson's got a lot of red on his baseball savant.
Matt Olson's a really good baseball player.
I just want to go back for a second here. Did you watch that entire video that you sent me? All the way to the end?
I think so.
Okay. So you knew about the curse word.
No, I forgot. I watched it yesterday.
I was wondering if it's one of those things where you watch a title and don't read the article. Did you just see the first 10 seconds and you send it to me? I didn't want to know if you watched the end. Because I get a video you send to me, I assume it's safe for air.
No, that's on me then. I did watch it yesterday and was like, oh, it jumped into my mind. I forgot that. I say the S word all the time, so it didn't occur to me. Sorry about that.
Rarely does Woods watch things that are all safe for air. You should always assume that Woods is watching.
Yeah, I just assumed he didn't watch it all the way to the end.
That's true. That's true. But, you know, good producer, though, Ben, he's gonna vet that.
Got to go back to producer school.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Paul vets it. Paul would have caught that. Again, you're filling in. We appreciate
the catch. I hit the dump button. Yes,
we did. Good. But the stream all got to hear it, and they're in shambles now.
Yeah.
Apparently made someone's child cry.
Ruined a lot of lives this morning.
All right, we will come back with a little real or fake on a Throwback Thursday. It's a chance for you to qualify here at the end of the month of May for our grand prize, getaway to Las Vegas, tickets to see Bruno Mars, a two-night stay at the Park MGM, and a $100 gift card, and you don't even need to beat Woods today. It's our trivia challenge, our real or fake challenge coming up next, 833-288-0973. It's actually not even trivia, it's just a straight-up guessing game, essentially, with maybe a little knowledge that can help you out. 833-288-0973. Call in during our break. You can get in and be our contestant. And then Eno Saris from The Athletic will join us for some smart baseball at the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned. More Ben and Woods coming up on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Fan, before too long, could be an empty nester, Woods. One of my sons is off on a summer trip, road trip. He's just leaving now. And he's exploring potentially moving out of state with some friends up in the Pacific Northwest.
And oh, my God.
A couple of months, I may be down a kid. Who knows?
Oh, my God.
What if they both move away? And now I'm officially an empty nester here in the next few year or so.
You know,
could
as,
happen.
As much as I, my kids are just huge pains in the ass.
You'd miss them.
I'm going to be a wreck. I'll be a wreck.
He's solid, you know. He wants to, you know.
Yeah, spread his wings.
Spread his wings out a little bit.
That's good.
19 years old. And
yeah, that's good. That's good. I was the same way. Yeah, I needed to spread, man.
You got one that's home. Still probably going to be there for a while, which is fine, too.
Yeah.
I like both of your kids. I like both of my kids. Yes, I do.
So he's leaving today.
He's leaving today on the exploratory trip. He's not moving out today, but he's going up. Road trip up the coast. Ooh. He's got friends up in Corvallis and then up in Seattle, and he's going to go hit both spots and
see what he likes.
See what he likes and, you know, what the potential living, like, you know, renting a house at some point.
School.
You know, for next year. Yeah. You know, perhaps transferring and continuing school up there, finishing online and then, you know, getting a job up there so he can, you know, pay for things.
Is he still playing in a band?
These are the guys that are up there, so I don't know if that's still part of the equation or not. But those are some of the guys. So
I hope so.
Wishing him the best of luck.
Are you nervous as a dad?
Of course, yes.
Because of the road trip.
Oh yeah, part of it. Yeah, or just being that far away from home, where I can't swoop in. You know, if something bad happened,
yeah.
I'm always just no more than, you know, 20-30 minutes away
sure.
from at work. But now
you're making me sweat right now.
You never know.
Oh, I hope he has a great time. I know he will.
God, I'm sure he will.
Those were the days. Man, those were the days.
We got Eno Saris joining us in our next segment. So right now, let's get to our game. It is time to play a little real or fake.
Some are here for the compelling sports talk with Ben and Woods.
Yeah, you can go plow through another donut.
It's time for real or fake on 97.3 The Fan. Tell the people what they'll win today.
Tell Keenan, who is our contestant, that if he can get it 4 out of 7 right, he will qualify for our grand prize trip to Las Vegas, 2 nights at the Park MGM, and tickets to see Bruno Mars at the Dolby Live at Park MGM on September 3rd, plus a $100 gift card. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Good morning, Keenan. How are you?
I am doing well, gentlemen. Thank you.
All right, our game is fairly simple. You just need to separate the real from the fake. You get one phone a friend from Woods.
It's terrible.
So the French Open is underway in Paris. And we know Woods dreams of one day living in Paris.
So much.
So, Français, the theme for today's game. It's also National Coq à Vin Day, which is chicken cooked in red wine, Woods. But today, I'm going to give you a word, Keenan. You need to tell me if it's a real and delicious French pastry or a fake, in this case, an article of French clothing. How well do you know your French?
Not very.
Not even a little.
All right. Well, then it's a guessing game. I mean, if you've been to a bakery, a pastry shop, okay. You should know some of these. All right, ready. Real or fake French pastry. Round number one. Flognard. Flognard. Real or fake, Keenan?
Oh, that's too crazy. It's got to be real.
Got to be real, and it is. Adam? Real. Yeah, it's kind of a big pancake with fruit in it.
Frenchie in the chat. Frenchie says, I can help with this.
Ah, well,
I would imagine.
He's already on his way with one, and he hasn't even used his phone a friend. All right, let's go. Round two. Daquois. Real or fake French pastry, Keenan?
I think the French like the words long for food, so we're going to say that's an article of clothing.
All right. Daquois is No, that is also, it's a layered cake, usually kind of multicolored. All right, we're 1-1. Let's go to round number three. Manteau. Real or fake French pastry, Keenan?
Sounds like it's pointing to my toe. We're going to go with clothing.
Maybe, yeah, it's a long coat. Very good, a manteau. All right, so we are 2-1.
Good
looking.
Let's
go to round number four. Croque-en-bouche. Real or fake, Keenan?
Phone a friend.
That sounds like food.
Yes, food.
Food, real. Correct. That's pastry puffs piled into a big tower.
Delicious. A pastry puff tower.
All right, we just need one more correct answer, and you are good to go. Let's go round number five. Clafouti. Real or
I'm
fake?
I'm sorry, is that something treatable with antibiotics?
Clafouti.
Save the bits for us. I have no idea.
Oh,
Clafouti.
It's either pastry Clafouti. Or clothing. Clafouti.
Let's say fake.
He says clothing. Fake. Keenan?
I'm going to go with Woodsy.
All right, Woodsy for the win!
No, son of a...
It is a cherry tart cake. All right, so that's all right. You got two
too.
More.
I'm going to be so fat.
All right, let's try this one, Keenan. Panois.
That's got to be food.
Got to be. It is a bathrobe. And once again, we come down to round number seven. For all the marbles.
Croissant.
Calzone.
What is it?
Calzone.
Oh, this... You tricky.
Calzone.
We're going with food.
Yeah, food.
Oh, no!
No!
Underwear briefs. And that was a Padres-like collapse there.
That
with
was.
A big lead. I'm sorry, Keenan. Thank you for playing.
That was a trick question.
You did not. I know, it sounds calzone. Like a calzone, but calzone is underwear. Sorry, Keenan. Thank you for playing. We cannot qualify
sorry,
you for
Keenan.
Our grand prize. Yeah, with the little C with the tilde under it, as question is moot, put in the chat.
Do you think it's important for me over the next 5 to 7 years to even attempt to learn French?
Yeah, because
it seems
absolutely.
Very daunting.
No, you can do it. You should.
It seems very daunting.
All right, we are going to have Eno Saris, who is a cultured man, should know some things about pastries and, you know, beer and sandwiches
sure.
and more. He's going to join us next. We'll talk a little smart baseball that is coming up right after this on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Woo. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Sample size is always a big thing.
Sure.
You know, one game doesn't tell you anything about the game of baseball.
10 games may not.
54 games, yep. Padres exactly one-third of the way through the season. At least you got a little data to work on there. And we got Eno Saris standing by from The Athletic. He is going to join us for his weekly Smart Baseball segment right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
It's time for the super polished, yet to be named Smart Baseball Weekly segment with Eno Harris. Saris, son of a bitch. Brought to you by 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from the ballpark by the bay in Chula Vista. Here's Eno Saris with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
And I believe the Padres and Mariners were the last two teams to get to the one-third mark of the season. Of course, that means more games to play and a busy stretch coming up for the San Diego Padres as we welcome Eno Saris onto the program. So, Eno, can we look at the standings now and actually, you know, take some meaning in what we've seen through the first third of the season?
Pretty much. You know, because of that COVID season, I did actually look into when a team's record is predictive of its future record, basically. And I found it's around 60 games. So there's a lot of signal in what happens. And I think I read that 9 of the 12 teams that were in the hunt, in the postseason at this point last year made the postseason. So most likely they have made their case. It is true that basically 1.5 per league that are in right now won't be in. For me, though, I'm a little bit more looking at the Giants because their offense is not that great.
And you wonder, too, you know, with the, you know, I every year baseball changes and the deadline and, you know, wild card teams and teams think they're in it or they're on the cusp and what should we do? And, you know, I think we need to get to a point here in San Diego where, you know, you need to add, like, there are pieces that AJ Preller needs to be, and he is confirmed on this show. I'm actively shopping, you know, for a left fielder right now. The platoon of Jason Hayward and Gavin Sheets, you know, Gavin Sheets is not an outfielder, has done an admirable job, certainly hitting the ball. But yeah, he's going to need to upgrade. So, you know, as you look at it around the league right now, I don't know how to gauge what's going to happen at the end of July, just because of that expanded wild card format. And, but I do know a couple of teams that probably need to be looking to the future now. And I wonder, you know, Orioles, Red Sox, teams like that, are they going to be unloading, you know, come July?
You know, the two teams you mentioned don't really have veteran pieces that fit. I guess the closest would be Cedric Mullins.
Yeah.
And that would be a good piece. And he's a rental, so it wouldn't cost as much. Maybe that's attainable for the Padres. I think that also a team like the Rangers might come into focus. I think their next, you know, 20 games are really important. If they're below 500 in those next 20 games, they're going to fall further out of that race. And, you know, in terms of, you know, what's not locked down in Texas, I think that, like, Adolis Garcia, who is entering his final year of arbitration next year before he becomes a free agent, could be somebody that could be available. So both those guys would be interesting. Garcia is going to cost more than Mullins and maybe be a potential, more of an impact offensively, although he's been down this year. One question I have, though, is, like, What do the Padres have to trade?
It's a good question.
Most of their first round, second round picks from last year.
Yeah, the Boston Batemans, the Cash Mayfields, the guys like that have some potential. But again, how long can you continue to do that? That's kind of the question that a lot of Padres fans ask as well, is like, do we want to keep mortgaging the future? Because again, AJ Preller, I have ultimate faith that he can go out and find, you know, he does a good job in the draft, period, the end. And his prospects are always pretty highly ranked. I know the farm system was down a little bit this year, but still, there's guys coming out that are interesting pieces without trading, you know, your number one guy in Leo Dallas DeVries. I think he stays. But, you know, he finds a way. He seemingly finds a way to drum up interest in guys every year. I wonder how long it's sustainable for.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, even the guys that you mentioned that were just drafted seem pretty far away.
And, yeah.
You know, teams, for the most part, prefer getting guys a little bit closer. Now, if they think they have great upside, then maybe they will take someone that's further away. And the Orioles in particular do need pitching. So somebody like Cash Mayfield could be the basis of a deal for Cedric Mullins.
You know, I want to go back to something you mentioned. You said the San Francisco Giants, you know, little shaky. I've heard that opinion elsewhere that, you know, teams that might not hold the rest of the year. But you said, you know, their offense isn't that good. They've scored more runs than the Padres. They've also given up fewer runs than the Padres. Should we be concerned about the San Diego Padres, maybe more so than we are, you know, because of numbers like that and a run differential that isn't all that impressive right now?
Yeah, I mean, going forward, the projected run differential is almost identical. And so you do have the benefit of you know, having banked two fewer losses. And so they, you know, if they play just to projections, then the Padres end up a game ahead of the Giants. But you know, there's a specter of additions. I think it's a little bit easier. Actually, I would look at the pitching side, for the Padres, and, you know, getting a pitcher that can get you to the postseason, as opposed to one that will start for you in a playoff series, I think is maybe one of the easiest things to do.
Sure.
You know, getting a 4 or 5. And that's not something the Giants need. If they need something, they need an impact bat. And that's really hard to get. And I don't know how Buster's going to do things. I know that Farhan probably wouldn't have spent everything to get an impact bat. The closest he got was Chris Bryant. And he only did that because it was a rental and it was relatively cheap, actually. And it didn't turn out to be an impact situation anyway. But, you know, I would say that what the Giants need is going to be harder to get a deadline than what the Padres need.
Talking to Eno Saris here on Ben and Woods this morning. I was thinking about it yesterday. I always think about the trade deadline. It's such an interesting time around here because it's always very active. And, you know, there's always moves being made and some great pieces have been found. The Jason Adams of the world. Tanner Scott was excellent for us last year. Not doing so hot in LA right now. But, you know, I was thinking about it with so many advanced analytics, Eno. Is it harder to trade guys these days are easier than it used to be? Because, you know, you'd see the Yankees go out and make a big splash at the deadline years ago for a, you know, Danny Tartable or something. You know, somebody like a Cecil Fielder. Or you're like, man, wow, how did we get that guy? Is it harder now because you're like, well, I'm not going to trade him because the underlying metrics of his blah, blah, blah project out to this over the next 5 years? Is it more of a beating to try to swing a deal for a GM these days?
I think it's harder. And it's because of the homogenization of the analysis, but also the numbers. And so they're all hooked up to StatCast now.
Yeah.
And yes, some teams, the teams that are really far behind, are basically taking the pre-chewed numbers, like the kind of stuff that we see on Savant barrels and stuff like that, you know, and just kind of using what's given to them almost in a way. The advanced teams are making more of those numbers and doing more advanced, interesting analysis. On the other hand, they're using the same data. You know, they're all looking at the same numbers, and they've all decided to some extent that analysis and research and development and analytics are worth investing in. And so the difference is just shades you know, shades of a color rather than, you know, orders of magnitude.
Yeah.
And so I think it is harder. And every team, you know, every team wants years of control.
Yep.
You know, they're all versed in the CBA, and they all know about years of control. And, you know, no team is willing to really, there's two things you don't see traded at all anymore. You don't see money traded, bad money. Right?
Yeah, I remember those deals.
Yeah, you don't, like, there was a deal where the Dodgers took on, when they got Adrian Gonzalez.
Yeah, they got Josh Beckett and all these guys for tons and tons of money.
Yeah, they just took on all the money. The last one that I can remember of is almost the Hosmer deal, and that one took forever, yeah. And it was only the last year. Right?
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, that's the last one I can think of. So, the bad money doesn't get traded, and, like, top 10 prospects don't get traded. Roman Anthony, not getting traded. Jack Caglione, not getting traded. And I would even say number one prospects for a team don't really get traded.
Yeah.
So what you're seeing is that the quality of prospect keeps going down. Now, that does offer an opportunity for someone like AJ to step into the void and say, hey, you know, nobody's trading prospects. I'll trade prospects. You know, I'm here. And that's allowed him to profit to some extent. It also has maybe painted him in the corner now when he doesn't have any left. But, you know, the very top prospects don't get traded. And I think that's evidence of what you're talking about. You know, there's certain things that are untouchable. People are thinking about baseball the same way. They're using the same data. And that makes trading harder.
Talking to Eno Saris from The Athletic. Eno, at the bottom of the barrel, can you put into maybe kind of numerical perspective how bad the Colorado Rockies are? Because they're not faking this. This isn't unlucky bad. They're truly maybe the worst team that baseball has ever seen. How did that happen?
Oh, man. I mean, when I'm talking about teams that are just basically using the pre-chewed stats, they're one of them. They've tried to invest in analytics, and their entire analytics team has quit in April 2 years in a row. And that doesn't happen in baseball because you don't have a job if you quit in April. They think they've had it figured out, and they're super old school, which is fine, but they don't really have an open ear for anything else. They think they've got it figured out. And they've made, you know, their owner has made public projections, talked about their, you know, oh, our team projects to be good this year. And you're like, what? Like, they're just totally, they just have a deaf ear for anything new, and they're not really trying. They're all out of ideas. They haven't tried any. And, you know, what's on top of that is just, you know, some of it could be some poor luck and maybe some rebuilding, but they didn't think they were rebuilding going into the season. So, you know, it's a lot of that. But what you see is the first month was one, I wrote a piece saying the first month was one of the 0.5% worst months in the history of baseball. The second month has been worse.
Wow.
That's by run differential. You know, the thing that hurts me the most is that, like, if I had any ideas for the Rockies, it would be almost the opposite of what they're doing now, which is I would load up on older sluggers. I'd bring the Blake Street Bombers back. I would try to figure out where I could skimp on defense and just try to score 6 runs a game. Right now they're allowing 6 runs a game and scoring 3 runs a game. So, you know, if I had my druthers, if I couldn't make a pressurized dome in Denver,
right.
Then I would probably probably not. But if, I would probably have, like, all of my pitchers pitch 3 innings. And people might hate it, but I would try something.
Yeah, try something new.
Yeah, so I would try, like, all of our pitchers pitch like 2 to 4 innings, and some of them pitch more often in Denver, and some of them pitch more often on the road. We've got really good outfield defense, but our infielders all have bricks for hands and hit like 35 homers each.
Yeah, 100%.
Eno, appreciate it. As always, we're out of time, but we'll chat with you again next Thursday. Happy third of the baseball season done.
Yeah, and happy stabilization of team record day.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this is an actual sample size for baseball going forward.
Defense post.
Okay, that's a better name. Happy good sample size day.
Good sample size day. Eno Saris from The Athletic, brought to you by 7 Mile Casino. Yeah, I don't know that it makes me feel much better that, yeah, the Padres are a game ahead of the Giants, and we project them to stay exactly one game ahead of the Giants for the next 4 months. Oh, that's gonna be torture.
It's not
all
for the
way
week,
through.
Man. This season's not gonna be for the week. You better check it now. It's gut check time for fans and players alike, certainly. It's gonna be an interesting ride.
There's a lot of variance that goes into trying to hold on to a one game lead for 4 months of the season.
I don't like
two teams that are essentially fairly equal in their projections.
That stuff on the Rockies is eye-opening. I've seen other stories similar about how close-minded they are, but like the idea that they actually thought they'd be good.
That's the best part.
And now they're, what, we're a couple months in, you're like, wait, we have the worst record of all time?
Delusion.
How did that happen?
Delusion and ego are very powerful things. Very powerful things.
But they don't like the way the Padres do their business.
No, he hates it. All. Dick Manfart hates it.
Not at all. All right, we'll come back. A Klug report. And in-season Sammy in our final hour. Lots to get to. Don't go away. More Ben and Woods on the way on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.